Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Between the first two periods and the last period, what was different?
First two periods, I thought we tried to take it to them. Third period, we sat back, let them take it to us. Played scared to lose and not to win. So they're a good hockey team. We knew we were going to, get a hard push.
Talk about the goal that you scored. How surprised were you when that puck came to you from Crosby?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good forecheck. Kaner, Rhino getting in there, three of us. Turnover. It's good to get one. I haven't had one in a while, so hopefully that'll jumpstart me.
Jack, when you talk about how you played in those first two periods, it was evident you were able to take advantage of how they were trying to play, which is bring an extra guy down low. Just, talk about how that – I know the disappointment now, but when you play that way, you can take it to teams.
Yeah, I mean, we got to do it for 60 minutes, though. In the third period, we, I thought, like I said, we were just getting rid of pucks. We weren't forechecking too well. We were, letting them set their breakout up, and they played the whole period in our zone. Every time we got it, it was trying to get it off our stick instead of trying to find a teammate. And it's tough. Obviously. You get a lead and you're playing good, and then you only get 1 point. So we got to try and find ways to get two here. It's it's frustrating, and we'll work on it.
What happened on the overtime goal?
I think it was just a switch, and I didn't pick up Sheary quick enough. That's on me. Kaner does a good job. I think it was Kaner that went down and played Sid, and he made a good play. He spun off pretty quickly and made a nice pass there. I wasn't expecting it. I was trying to find my way back to the front of the net, and Sheary banks it off Lenny's back, but I obviously have to get a little bit closer to him. I wasn't I was still in the midst of the switch there looking for him, and then he snuck back there. I mean, that's on me. Lenny stood in his head all night for us, so it's a tough one.
What went through your head when you saw the Cole hit on Sam?
I don't know. I'd have to look at it again, but it just seemed like a pretty hard hit. Sam seemed pretty vulnerable, so I think that's just part of hockey. You got to step up and try and send a message that we're not going to let our guys get liberties taken on them, and it's good to see. We got to stick together. We're a group in here. We win and lose together, and one of us goes down. People try and take runs at one of us. We're all there to back them up, so you saw that on that play. Everyone was in there pretty quick, so whether it was clean or not, I don't know. I'd have to look at it again. It just seemed like it was a hard hit, and maybe Rhino seemed a little bit vulnerable, so you obviously don't want to see that, especially when you're on the ice, and that's one of your good buddies and line mates and teammates that you care about. So he would do the same for me, and I think, it goes to his locker room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.